Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the Corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it.
Deep into it. Hello, 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 folks. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're taking the time to stop on by and hang me with me on my corner again. As they always say, here we go again. Yes, we are doing our thing, bringing you a nice selection of music to go along with your day or night, if you choose. Can you believe it's May the 14th, 5 months into the new year and counting down? It's springtime, folks. Easy does it. So let's get started on our Just Chilling with Smooth Jazz Show. First up, Boney James from his Future Soul CD. He says he got a little latitude. Come on, Boney. Just a little latitude. Thank you. right, all right, all right. Let's get in some kind of mood here. You know, it don't take me long. Here's a group called Talking Book from 2006. Ain't that a trip? An oldie but goodie entitled Now. Again, here is Now, Talking Book. Talking Book. How about this group, Pieces of a Dream, with their cut entitled Caribbean Nights? Thank you. Yes, yes, Caribbean Nights, Pieces of a Dream. All right, hopefully I got your attention. Let's round it off the set with a selection from my new favorite CD, a new release from Third Force. This CD is called Global Force. You need to add this one to your collection, folks. Follow me, Third Force. Here she go. That tune is called Follow Me. You play that sucker, people will follow you like you the Piper walking down the street. You feel me? Anyway, I'm glad you're still with me. This program is brought to you by Hamp's Corner of America Parent Company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at http://hcofa.net, where you will also find how to order my latest book entitled Remembering Miles, Gracie and John Hampton's Firstborn. How many times have you been told that a black father is not a member of the household? This book is about a black man, his roots, his upbringing, and subsequently his performance as head of this household. It's about the love and respect he exhibited, as well as receiving the same from everybody that met him. The book is much more than just a father-children relationship. It's a roadmap to preparing parenting for all people. Remembering Miles is available worldwide in paperback, hardcover, and ebook formats at outskirts.press, or at least outskirtspress.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Published on October 23rd, it is also noted on the United Kingdom's iAuthor book site at www.iauthor.uk.com. For you Apple users, the book is available in an iPad, iPhone format at your Apple Internet distributors. That and other availabilities where you can also find my blogs on a regular basis at https://katararhythm.wordpress.com. That's one word, Katara Rhythm, KataraRhythm. That's katararhythm.press. Now, here's a classic from George Howard. It's called Grazing in the Grass. I know you're tripping. I know you've heard it. Heard of it? Yes, yes. As a special treat, I like to include this show's theme song every now and then. It's that great guitarist made famous during his stint with the Crusaders, my man Larry Carlton, with Deep Into It, our theme song, played in its entirety. Yes, yes, yes. This show is also brought to you by Rich Tycoon's all-original AO brand. You may have seen him wearing it on his latest CD, Chapter 34. I understand Rich is in the studio today trying to get his thing together. Stay tuned for further details on that. Meanwhile, he has on a pullover hooded sweatshirt with the pronounced letters AO capitalized in bold. The hooded sweatshirts, as well as this summer t-shirt styles, come in a variety of colors. He also has a zippered style with the hoodie and the same all-original lettering across the chest, displaying the big AO for you. You can go to his site at http://blackbiznes.net. That's blackbiznes.net. Go there for the full details. I got mine. Order yours today. Here is a promo we like to play from Hard Hitter. He tells you a little bit about the AO brand. All in the family, folks. There's also AO Media, the Sun Rich Tycoon Hampton, doing it all these days. Check out the commercial he made for my latest book, Remembering Miles, on my Facebook page. He also sent out a tweet for all to see. He got a commercial project that he wants created, he wants to produce, and to call. As noted, go to
813. All my vision's gone.
Yes, at http://blackbiznes.net. That's blackbiznes.net. Go there for the full details. You will not be disappointed with the end product. All right. How about a little third force? A little bit more. They call this one Breakout Third Force. Like that, like that. All right, here's a little drama for you. It's the group Talking Book from 2006 again. It still sounds good. It's entitled Your Soul, Baby, Your Soul. Soul Baby, Talking Book. Here is Mindy Abear with assistance from my baby Layla Hathaway. They are covering that old James Brown cut entitled It's a Man's World.
Girl. not a woman or a girl, and you know that's right.
Way, Mindy Abar, It's a Man's World. The group Pieces of a Dream says it doesn't matter whose world it is, they are all in. Here is their rendition of All In, Pieces of a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right. Pieces of a Dream. All in. Bopsa's all in. Our show is also brought to you by Bopsa, which stands for Black Owned Supply Association. Their mission? Connecting the black dots, consisting of 8 major connections. Number 1, consumers. 2, social media. 3, hair care product manufacturers and hair distributors. Number 4, barbershops. Number 5, salons, natural hair salons, braiding salons. Number 6, beauty supply stores. Number 7, traditional retail and online shopping. And finally, number 8, the black community. That is 8 major connections when connecting the dots. Check out the details of Bopsa founder Sam Enan's latest concept, the Black Box Barber Caddies for Men. And entrepreneurs can get the full details on how to become an investor, distributor, salesperson, or wholesaler of the Black Box Caddy trio of machines. Specifically, the Black Box Barber Caddy with men's hair care products. And there's the Black Box Beauty Supply with women hair care products. And the Black Box Natural Products, which addresses the natural black hairstyles that are becoming more popular today. The Black Box Trio are vending machines that will expand your income potential and serve your customer base. Inside the box, go to www.bobsa.org for complete details, or simply call Sam Enan at 650-863-3491. Tell him Ham sent you. All right, how about another Doc Powell selection? Always a favorite. Here he offers a song for you. This is by my man Doc Powell. Doc Powell. All right, all right. A song for you, Doc Powell. Now a song from a classic flutist in Kim Scott. She calls this one Block Party. This is a very talented lady, Kim Scott, with Block Party. Come on, baby. Right, all right, all right, all right. Hey, Block Party. Speaking of party, I sure hope you're having a good time with me today, because I'm having a good time. All right. What you gonna do about it, says Boney James. What you gonna do about it? CD of the latest from my Third Force. It's released in 2016. That would be the latest, wouldn't it? It's a beautiful song by Third Force entitled Carry On, Carry On.
Thank you. beautiful.
I like that kind of stuff. All right, let me add another public announcement from me to this show. As most of you know, I'm also an author, having just released a publication about my late father, which I've mentioned here before. But I want to mention Author House, the publisher of a book I wrote about my grandmother. They presented my novel at last year's Miami Book Fair International that occurred November 20th through the 22nd at Miami's Dade College. It actually sparked new interest in my book. The book, entitled Gracie Hall Hampton, The Arkansas Years, 1917 to 1953, is one of the works I am most proud of. Although I think Remembering Miles, the book about my father, is just as compelling. As you can tell by the title of Gracie Hall Hampton, it's a time period piece, a book that is based upon the life and times of my grandmother. The point is, I will continue to market this book because of the subject matter and historic reference in it. Just listen to the title, Gracie Hall Hampton, The Arkansas Years, 1917 to 1953, is pretty well self-explanatory. Anyone interested in Black family relationships and our heritage should add these books and other similar books to your personal library. I'm working on my fifth book to be released by September of this year. It's a fictional piece that is set in the 1963 period time frame in Milwaukee, my hometown. So stay tuned for further developments. Meanwhile, Hamp's Corner of America, along with guests and others, are going to continually promote the need for people to read as a way of increasing your personal knowledge base. Reading keeps you aware of what is happening in our political circles and strengthens our community. Get those books like mine and other authors who are providing a sense of worth and historical matter that people of color, or anybody for that matter, will not find in their school's curriculum or the public library. Read those internet blogs, magazine articles, and newspaper articles that truly interest you. Share them with your family and show them that reading increases your awareness of what is really going on. Don't wait for someone to tell you what is happening, because you will get their interpretation of events. You know how that goes. Find out for yourself. Encourage your children to be independent thinkers and not just following the crowd. Reading is where you start to separate yourself, develop thought, learn any and all types of new ideas. Teach your children to use their imagination, improving their creativity that can lead them to all types of professionals, businesses, or professions in life. Yes, reading is a key to a wealth of knowledge. You can look for public announcements on the need to teach our children to read at young ages so that they develop great reading habits. You can also find the details on my website at http://hc. Meanwhile, as I've always said, thank you for allowing me to promote works that I am so very proud of having created. You just don't know how putting those types of works out there make me feel at this time in my life. It is indeed a feeling of accomplishment. Thinking about Black history and the rainbow of ethnic people in the Bay Area brings to mind this song. The song is an oldie but goodie from saxophonist Mindy Hebert. She calls it Be Beautiful. Be beautiful, child. Yeah. beautiful. How about this one called Drumline by Boney James? Hey, world, it is Saturday, and we're just chilling. Drumline, Boney James. Drumline, Boney James. Well, a little change of pace here. Here's my girl, the flutist Kim Scott again. This time she is singing the lead and playing. I think she had love on her mind. She calls this one Sweet Obsession. Come on, girl. Let me hear what you're saying. Yeah, starting out okay. Got the beat, got the beat. That's a beat. Yes, Sweet Obsession, Kim Scott. Well, let's look for the lively cut from my man, Doc Powell. Cause this one, Soul Strut. What I'm talking about. Whoops. It's time for me to go. Once again, I stayed too long at the show. But here is one thing I want you to know. On April 28th, we will once again let the music flow. Please watch my Facebook and other sites for the details on the upload. As always, here at the corner on a bi-monthly basis, I am your host, Curtis Hampton II. Just so you and the audience know, we do have chat room capabilities here. You can even chat among yourselves while you wait to ask our guest or myself a question. But please, be serious in your answers to all your questions. I had somebody at one of the shows call last week. I don't know what his intention was, but he never got on. Anyway, since we always sprinkle our show with 5 to 6 weeks of cuts from our favorite artists, let us know your favorites and I will try to get them in. If there are any comments, then post them right on the show's comment section. Our next regular talk show will be on Wednesday, May 18th, 1 p.m. We're going to talk politics. That will be our second show of many we will do on that subject, at least up until the November election. Details and other specifics will be available on our website, including LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as other social media. If you can't join us while we're live, you can always tune in to our website and listen to the show at your leisure. For now, peace. Thank God this afternoon for making it such a wonderful day and a more promising tomorrow. Goodbye. Take it easy. I'm on, get on up. Out of here.